Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott
Watley. Sportsmen of Colorado, my name is Scott Watley, and we are coming to you live from the 2015 International Sportsmen's Expo. You got to get down here, I'm telling you. There are people everywhere.
Thousands.
And a lot of great booths, a lot of great seminars are going on, and we are hosting the The Adventure Theater by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We are hosting that theater, and just a lot of great seminars. They got a fly fishing theater, a lot of great things for the kids, a true family event. So make your way down here. We'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight. And we'll also be here 10 to 5 tomorrow. And again, we want to thank you for joining us. Let me say hello to our other host here, Red Merrill. Red, how
hey,
are you?
Scott, I'm doing good, buddy.
Man, great to have you. And our good friend Kevin Flesh as well, partner with us. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. It's been quite an event already today, and looking forward to the rest of the weekend.
Man, I'm telling you. Be sure if you come by our booth to pick up our 2015 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide. We've got some new sponsors with us, and of course a lot of our current ones that came with us since we've started. A lot of great coupon offers. We had the Drive Radio guys here with us earlier, and they were handing out some special offers as well. So what we're going to do today, and you know, and hopefully all this will come across the airways great, but we are going to be spending just 2 or 3 minutes with some of our partners and friends here at the expo, and a lot of great people. So I'm going to go right to our first one here, Susan Renaud, and she's no stranger to our show. We've done ads with Susan, and she's been on our show with us, and she is the author of Colorado's Biggest Bucks and Bulls. And Susan was kind enough to say this: the first person to stop by our booth, which is 827, it's a Sportsman of Colorado radio booth, we will give you a free copy of this book. And this book honestly looks about like a $75 to $100 book. It's all leather bound, a lot of great information. So the first person to come by the booth and say they would like that book, Susan has autographed it for us, and we will give that to you. So Susan, thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well,
it's,
you know,
great.
I know you've been going through some things with your voice. So
yeah, I know. My voice sounds Lauren Bacallish.
Keep you too long. But tell us what you're doing here this year.
I am selling the book at the Mule Deer Foundation, which is booth 2841. And the money is going to the Mule Deer Foundation. And we're also doing a raffle of a gorgeous $500 muzzleloader, 50 caliber. And the winner is going to be announced tomorrow at the show. So if you, it's $10 for three chances. You can go to the Mule Deer Foundation and put it in. Right now, we only have about 100 people that have put in chances.
Okay.
So it's a 1 in 100 chance of getting a $500 muzzleloader.
Boy, that's 2841 is their booth. This
yeah.
is a raffle to support the Mule Deer Foundation. And your Colorado mule deer, and I tell you, a beautiful rifle. Does this one shoot straight? Red's muzzle loader doesn't shoot straight.
You have to get real close.
Yeah, at least it didn't on the last elk I shot at.
I know.
I'm sure it was the gun.
Yeah.
And come by, and we're also giving out balloons, and we're giving out antlers.
Okay,
nice.
Great. And you'll be here for the next few hours. You're here to close, or when?
I am. Yeah, okay. I'm actually going to be closing up the Mule Deer Foundation
right.
booth.
And if you come by, and how much are these at the booth? Your book?
They're $35. That's the
all
show
right, they're
discount.
$35. I'm telling you, this is a nice book. Susan will be glad to autograph them for you if you'll come by and mention our show, Sportsman of Colorado. And again, great partner with us. They do a lot of great work with the Mule Deer Foundation. So get by. $10 buys you three chances.
Yep, man, or $5 for one chance.
All right. Do the $10 deal for three chances. That's booth 2841 for the raffle. And again, that will support the Mule Deer Foundation. So, Susan, again, we're going to get you back on where we got more time, but I want to thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our next friend's going to be coming up is Quentin Smith from QRS Outdoor Specialties. And Quentin is a terrific friend of ours. And we've hunted with Quentin a number of years. And
Quentin's busy putting on his headset.
Yes.
A lot going on here at the sports show.
All right, Quentin, how are you, man?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We are doing great.
Good to see you, Quentin.
You too. Good to be back with you.
You betcha.
Well, tell us what's going on with QRS Outdoor Specialties.
I tell you what, it's been crazy fall so far. We're still hunting like crazy right now for lions. We've had an excellent run so far. We're still hunting through April with our mountain lions right now. So just getting crazy that way. We're finishing booking some hunts here at the ISC show. Had an amazing turnout so far. The crowd is amazing today. It's
we've excellent. Seen pictures of some of the lions that y'all have killed, and now they're monsters.
Oh, we've had an amazing run. We put 12 cats in a tree in 9 days, so we've had an excellent run so far.
Jeez. I'm sure that's one of the most exciting kind of hunts you can get involved.
It very well can be, that's for sure.
I tried to put my wife's cat in a tree.
I got some dogs that can help you with that.
Absolutely. Well, Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoor Specialties, what's your booth number?
515.
Oh, I got it right here. I'm sorry, 515. And I'm telling you, if you are, look, Quentin's got properties. I'm going to let him describe those in Wyoming and Colorado. And, you know, he's also got a place, I guess both these places could do it, but the Wyoming one is such a great setup for corporate retreats.
Exactly.
And so take a minute and just tell us about the property.
So our Wyoming ranch, 220,000 acres, lays in the central portion of the state, just north of Rawlins or south of Casper a little ways, a mecca for wildlife. We like to call it the American Serengeti because it has a tremendous amount of different wildlife species on the ranch. We have a 6,500 square foot lodge right on the Sweetwater River and got all the amenities a person could want. We've got all the business set up for any type of corporate retreat, business meetings, leadership opportunities, things like that. Really cool place to come spend some time, get some Western heritage, Western culture, see some of the wild horses, see the wildlife, play on the rocks, have a great business meeting while you're at it.
Man, I'm telling you, it's awesome. And, you know, there's a lot of booths and things here, Quentin, and a lot of, you know, there's good people here.
Absolutely.
You know, but one thing I'm going to tell you, people can tell you anything at a booth and take some money. You got to have people you can trust. And so, and admittedly, there's a lot of great folks here. But I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great quality hunt or maybe just a great corporate retreat, you got to stop by their booth or check out their website. Is that just QRSOutdoors.com?
QRSOutdoors.com.
All right. Check out their website. It's booth 515. Quentin's also in our 2015 resource guide, and he has some special offers in there, so check that out. And I'm telling you, we cannot endorse anybody any higher than we do Quentin Smith, and just a great guy, and I promise you, they will do their dead level best to put you on some great animals that you'll be proud of, or fishing, whatever the case may be, but they do it all. And so, Quentin, thanks for being just a good friend for us.
Absolutely.
A great partner. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It.
Look forward to having you guys back,
Quentin,
out.
Before you take off, tell us some of the historic trails that go through that Split Rock.
Absolutely. We've got the Oregon, the Mormon, the California, and Pony Express. So we do old wagon rides right back through it on horse and cart. We use the wagons that have gone up and down the Oregon Trail the last 2,500 miles. So we can give you the full course of the whole deal
that
for you.
That sounds great.
Absolutely.
All right, Quentin. Well, thank you so much. QRS Outdoor Specialties, booth 515. All right, we got some fishing coming up next. We need some fishing on our
show. That's right.
And I tell you, Discount Fishing Tackle on Santa Fe is a terrific, terrific partner for us. And we met this gentleman, man, I guess last year, and just a terrific, terrific guy. And that is Austin Parr. So, Kevin, you're our fishing expert. So I'll
How are you, Austin?
Over to you.
How are you, Kevin?
I'm good.
Appreciate you having me. So, every time I go into the tackle store, they say Austin's out fishing, just killing it. So what's going on of late that takes us out in the field? And
you know, right now you're definitely looking at a lot of ice fishing. Up in the hills, up in the mountains, you're definitely getting your best and safest ice up there.
Yeah.
As far as close to town, Georgetown's been fishing pretty darn good. But out in South Park, we've been doing really well out there, getting some really nice pike. Also getting a ton of really nice bows and browns. But around town, it started off really well. We were out at Chatfield getting a lot of smallmouth and a lot of walleye out there. But the ice is still technically safe right now, but I definitely exercise some caution heading out there.
If somebody wants to set up a guide trip with you, how do you do that, Austin?
You know, give me a call either at the shop. We have a phone number 303-698-2550, but the best way is on my cell phone, 303-514-5546. But I do ice fishing trips, and then also we book a lot of warm water trips out on Chatfield Reservoir, doing smallmouth and walleye out there. And the prime time, especially out there, is starting off in the middle part of May and going through the first part of July.
Got it. And are you at the show this weekend?
Yes, I am. I'm on a St. Croix Rods Pro staff down here, and we're in booth 2700. So we have a whole cross section of different St. Croix rods down there. And, you know, down at the store at Discount Fishing Tackle on 2645 South Santa Fe Drive here in Denver, we have a ton of those rods. And I'm sending a lot of guys back down there to check some of them out.
Nice.
Now, Austin, let's say somebody wants to book a trip, but they're not expert fishermen.
And like you and Red.
And I in that category. Let's just say I know two guys. I have two friends. All right. You can take anyone really at any level. They just need to communicate that with you.
Absolutely.
Right? To make that experience enjoyable.
That's a big deal. You know, there's a ton of different techniques we can go with for catching fish, especially out there in the prime time in June and July out there. So depending upon someone's skill level, I can completely make a trip to help accommodate those skill levels. And, you know, some people really want to learn some new skills, and some people just want to catch fish. And that's something where if you can communicate with that with me beforehand, we can definitely have a very successful trip.
Sure. And Austin, if people don't have their own gear, you supply everything they need.
Absolutely.
They?
Yeah. Being on St. Croix Rods Pro staff allows me to put really nice rods in the hands of all my clients, you know, or anywhere around the $250 to $500 spinning rods. And the best that money can buy out there.
Absolutely.
And that's the best part. I have the whole lineup of them, and as far as on a guide trip, all those are all included, including bait, terminal tackle, all of the rods and reels, and not to mention getting out there on some of my GPS waypoints and getting a lot of fish.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
So let's give his contact number one.
Sure. So, Austin, I have 303-698-2550.
Yep.
And then your cell number?
Is 303-514-5546.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thanks for
stop by and see Austin. He's at Discount Fishing Tackle. Get in touch with us at the website if you need to get in touch with him. But I'm telling you, great guy. I promise you, you'll catch some fish. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name's Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill, Kevin Flesch. Make your way down here. We'll be here 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be here 10 to 5 tomorrow. Check out the archery 3D pop-up. That's going to be happening here in just a few minutes. If you're around close and you want to come to the show, we want to thank our good friend Trevin Stolfus and Adam Wells of Outback Outdoors TV. Willie Schmidt will be here from Pure Hunting a little later on. Our booth is 827. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the reloading zone. From handguns to ARs, the reloading zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Mark your calendar, the International Sportsman's Expo, coming January 15th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. See what's new at Colorado's largest sportsman show. Meet your buddies and plan your next adventure. The ISE has it all, fishing and hunting nearby and around the world. Free parking and shuttles from Coors Field. Bring the family to the youth fair. Free admission for kids under 16. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 15th to 18th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Catch the big one.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we have just made a special purchase of pre-owned 2014 General Motors cars, trucks, and SUVs, selling them for about half the original price new, and they don't have hail. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesch with Flesch Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesch, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Colorado Conservatives Wake Up Call. Wake up with Randy Corcoran. 5 to 8 weekday mornings on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We are coming to you live from the 2015 International Sportsman's Expo. We will be here till 8 o'clock tonight, and then Sunday, 10 to 5. Hope you'll come by and see us. Our booth is 827. And we want to thank Stack Optical for sponsoring this segment for us. And we've got a lot of terrific sponsors, but I'm telling you, if you want some custom hunting glasses, you know, so many times you get out there hunting and you can't see good. Maybe it's sun's just coming up, sun going down, whatever, it's cloudy and you're trying to find some good glasses, go see Alan Stack, Stack Optical. And I'm telling you, these are great glasses. I got a pair a few weeks ago, and I love them. So, again, we want to thank Stack Optical for being a sponsor for us. Well, our next two ladies have been friends of ours since the beginning of Sportsman of Colorado, and we want to thank them for their support. Hunt Data is the company, Donnell Johnson and Lisa Thompson. Ladies, how are you?
Fantastic.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people here.
There's a lot of people right in our passion, too. So this
absolutely.
Is great.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, we're going to try to fit most as much as we can in here. Lisa, I'm looking at her, saying Lisa, yeah. Donnell, tell us a little bit about Hunt Data.
Hunt Data, we have digital maps that work on your iPhone, your computer, and Garmin when you're out in the field, so you know where the elk are by summer range, winter range. You know if you're on public or private, so you don't get in trouble trespassing. But we're trying to put you in a place where the animals are more concentrated so you can be successful. So here at the show, we're in 527, and if anybody comes by and says, Scott rocks, they get $160 in products. They'll get my thumb drive, our thumb drive, and they'll get our big game CD. But they have to say, Scott rocks, 527.
Scott, that's the code word.
Scott rocks, first person.
First person, all right. And that's right. Booth 515?
527.
527.
Okay.
Ours is 827, they're 527. Easy way to remember that.
And you know, Scott, these gals know what they're talking about. They're two of the best hunters around. In fact, it would be intimidating to us if we weren't also, you know, great hunters ourselves. Yeah. In fact, you and I are probably at the top, but these girls are right underneath them.
I'm telling you, they are.
That sounds like a challenge, Red.
Well, Lisa, tell us what y'all been up to over the last few months.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For mule deer.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. And how are you guys? We were talking and then we lost the signal evidently, and they went to the break, and now we're back, and now we're trying to figure out what we're going to talk about again. So have we decided what we're going to talk about?
Well, let's just, why don't you tell us about the benefits of huntdata.com right quick, because we're almost out of time.
Okay. For the individual you're talking about that had 17 mule deer points, we in the software you can actually put, I have 17 points, I want to do ranching for wildlife. It'll show him which units he could draw for, and we have comments in there about trophy elk, or trophy deer as well.
So. Well, that sounds good. I got his information. I told him I would contact him and tell him the best place to go.
Sounds great.
So we thank y'all for...
Yes, thank you. And
Scott rocks.
So if folks want to see either one of you this weekend, which booth are you at?
We're in 527.
Okay, at same booth for you as well. Great. Well, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Kevin.
And stop in. It's good information.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you ladies being here. And these gals can really hunt.
Yes, they can.
We'll have to go out together, all four of us.
One of those days.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you so much.
So our next guest is Rod Myers, and he's slowly making his way up here. There we go. We're having... Sounds like we're in a wind tunnel.
A little bit.
So, Rod, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good.
Good.
Great to be here.
So, Summertime Alaska Charters, what booth are you at today?
2303.
All right. And you're here all weekend?
Yep.
And tell our listeners about the things that you do in Alaska.
We operate a liveaboard charter boat out of Valdez, Alaska.
And how big is that boat?
Its total length is 57 feet.
Nice. And so describe the amenities on the boat and the things that you do if someone were to charter with you.
It's a liveaboard boat, so it's sort of like a lodge on the water. We have 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms with showers, kitchen, living room, and it's just a great place to spend some time.
So we stopped by the Red, yes. You were on the boat.
Sure. I was with him last year, and, man, it was a tremendous time. And that boat is so comfortable, and every amenity on it that you can expect on a nice luxury kind of mid-sized yacht, I guess.
Yep.
And you don't feel the waves and stuff like you do on a small boat. It was very comfortable, and the tremendous food and the scenery. The places they take you, Rod, was just fantastic.
Yeah, and, you know, when you were on the boat last summer, Red, you and Scott, it was, you know, one of those things where Mother Nature did throw us that little bit of a curve.
But it was still a tremendous time.
Yeah, you saw we were able to tuck into some nice bays and still get some fishing in. I hate to say it, Scott's not here, but, Red, this might be blasphemy. I think you outfished Scott.
Yeah, and I didn't catch but one or two. Scott didn't catch anything.
So,
but, you know, the great thing about that, big storm came in the Gulf of Alaska out there, and the waves, I don't know how tall they were, but 8-9 foot tall out there. But inside the Prince William Sound, we could go up in those little bays, and it was just as calm and beautiful, and we got to see bald eagles and sea lions and all the fishing and stuff, and it was just a fantastic time.
Yep, you guys were great. It was a great group to have.
Yeah. Well, so we sure appreciate you taking us, too.
Yep. So, Rod, when someone books a trip with you, what sort of things do they expect? You're out of Valdez, right?
Valdez, Alaska.
So normally what, folks come fly into Anchorage, and then they get to Valdez somehow?
Right, right. There's several ways to get to Valdez. There's a commuter flight out of Anchorage that runs two or three times a day.
Yep.
You can actually rent a car in Anchorage and make a drive up through a little bit of the interior of Alaska. Mm-hmm. And it's a spectacular drive. I picked Red and the group up at the airport in Anchorage and brought them back. And that's quite a trip.
Yes, y'all have a nice van, and you came to our hotel and picked us up, and we had that drive. And, you know, it's not very far from Anchorage to Valdez in a straight line, but you can't get there in a straight line.
Right.
You have to go way up north around this mountain.
Yep.
And then come back down, and we got to see some beautiful, beautiful country.
That's a trip in itself, isn't it?
It sure was, yeah.
Well, and so the nice thing about your boat is it's going to be a small group, and you're going to be able to get into places that a bigger boat doesn't, and then you have special places that you like to go to as well, right?
Exactly, yeah. We've been cruising those waters for 30 years, and we know where the good spots are, what to do.
Yeah.
And the great thing is it's a customizable trip for the for the customers. So they can tell us what they want to do. If all they really want to do is go look at glaciers and whales, then that's what we'll do. But, you know, a well-rounded trip includes a little bit of everything. Fishing, shrimping, the whale watching. Last summer was spectacular for the whales. And if you go to our website, summertimealaskacharters.com, I've got some YouTube links, and you can see some of the videos that we took last summer.
Fantastic.
Okay, Rod, give us your phone number where people can contact you.
My local number here is 303-929-6889, and we also have an 888 number, and you can find that on our website.
And the website again, what is it?
www.summertimealaskacharters.com.
And if you're at the ISC show, they're at booth 2303, and you'll be here through Sunday,
right?
We're
here till 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Nice.
All right.
Well thanks
thank
for stopping
much,
in.
Rod, for
all right, guys.
Coming by.
Thank you. So our next guest is Jim Arnold. Jim, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. This is just like the chairs are turning and things are going on. We were trying to get you on earlier, and you were just swamped with people at your booth.
Yeah, you know, it's been a great show. All the local people here have known us for the last 17 years, so this is a great show for us. We see all our clients from the past 17 years, and it's just unbelievable to see how people grow up. They bring their kids hunting with us all the time and see how big they get. And, you know, it's just awesome to be here in Denver where I grew up and be a locally owned outfitter here, and it's just awesome. I just love it.
Fantastic. So you're with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters and Hunt Clubs. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir. Waterfowl Haven Outfitters and Hunt Club. We have the largest waterfowl hunting outfitter in the state and hunt club. So it's where the locals hunt.
Yeah, and it's booth 840.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about some of the locations where you have your blinds and where you can take your clients out hunting.
Sure. You know, we're all up and down the I-25 corridor from as far south as Longmont all the way north up to Timnath. And as far east and northeast is Brush and Fort Morgan.
All right. How many locations do you have?
We're just over 50 farms in our hunt club.
Yeah, and you know, folks, Scott and I, and Kevin also, the three of us got to go out with one of Jim's guides on a duck hunt. And I mean, you know, before the morning even got half started, we were had our limit of ducks, and I mean had a great time.
We had such a good time. That was a fun morning. I had to get to court at 9:30, so I had my suit in the car, and I left a little bit before the other two guys did. But that was a fantastic way to start a morning.
Actually, the best shooting came after you left, Kevin. The ducks were just flocking in.
That's the way it usually happens.
Yeah,
right?
We did pretty well before that, though.
We sure did. Had a great time, and you know. Jim can take clients out, and you've got spots in your Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club where they can go out with their own dogs and stuff. But Jim's got some great guides and great dogs, and it's part of the hunt. The thrill of the hunt is watching your dogs work.
Yeah, you know, I've been very fortunate to have a dog trained by Relida Kennels over there in Golden by Dave Relida, and I got a dog named Bullet. He's 3 years old, and he's a master hunter, and I enjoy working him as much as anything, and last year he had just over 6,000 retrieves, and this year he should push the 8,000 mark at 3 years old.
Well, tell us what's been going on here just lately and what you're doing in the next couple of weeks and months.
Sure. You know, what's been going on lately is I got a seminar today at 4:30 here at the ISC show for all our local guys that are duck and goose hunters. Come in, come see me. I'm going to go over decoy setups, public spots to hunt, places to go up and down the front range here. And all my guides have been out running trips this morning. I have 5 groups of goose hunters out this morning. They all filled limits this morning. Had unbelievable goose and duck hunting this morning with the nice weather.
I was going to ask you, how has this warm weather affected the geese?
You know, it's really good. We're getting a reverse migration. The geese are coming back from the south, so they're leaving Denver and they're heading back north where all the guns are awaiting them. It's really good. I drove up to Fort Collins this morning about 6 o'clock, and I saw about 25 spreads up and down the I-25 corridor. I pulled over 2 times to watch guys shoot the geese, and then I headed here to the show. And the next couple weeks ought to be the best of the season.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
All right, folks, you're listening to Sports on the Colorado, and we're back with Jim Arnold from Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club and guides and stuff. And Jim, tell us what you've been doing the last couple of weeks and what's in the future the next month or so.
You know, we're just getting ready here at Waterfowl Haven Outfitters to go spring snow goose hunting. We're rigging up decoys. All the guides are out guiding every day. The local goose hunt is off the hook right now. I mean, we got tons of geese, and the boys are doing real well. And I'm sitting at home rigging decoys, getting ready to go to Kansas for our spring snow goose migration, where you can have unlimited shotguns, unlimited plugs, and electronic collars, no limit. Shoot a half hour before sunrise, half hour after dark. If you like the waterfowl hunt, it is the absolute must for anyone who likes the waterfowl.
You know, I've been wanting to do that all of my life, and somehow it's fallen through every year. But Scott and Kevin and I are looking forward to getting to go out with you. That's over around Hays, Kansas, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We're right out of Hays, and it's 5 hours from Denver. We got a beautiful lodge there, Outdoor Obsession Lodge, that we use. All our hunters stay there, and I got about 10 guides that come out and guide for me, and we're there from February 1st till March 10th, and it's really world-class. You see the ducks migrate, the Canadian geese migrate, and then you get to shoot as many snow geese as you possibly can.
How many snow geese are in some of those flocks that come in?
You know, some of them 300-400 at a time. You get them up in the thousands. You know, a typical day is between 50 and 25 bird average.
Wow,
you know,
Red might hit something.
Yeah, he might get
400.
One. Yeah, that's right. And then you get a south wind, and you'll get up around the 100 mark. You know, I've had several groups last year shoot over 100 birds.
Oh, man. You know, one thing you got to tell people to do, you got to pick a bird. How many guys shoot up in the flock and everything flies away? Isn't that true?
Yeah, it happens every day.
That's what you're supposed to do. You know, wait till the geese get real thick and then just shoot up in the air.
One at a time, Red. One at a time.
That's right.
Well, Jim, pick up our 2015 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide. Page 11, you're going to see some great offers in there from Waterfowl Haven Outfitters, Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club. Now, you've got some seminars?
Yes, sir. Okay. I did a seminar on Thursday on setting a perfect decoy spread for here, right here in Colorado. And then I'm doing another one for waterfowl hunters here this afternoon at 4:30. And then another one on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
All right, good deal, man. Well, we're looking forward to getting back out with you, that's for sure.
Can't wait to have you.
All right, man, we're looking forward to it. 720-917-9662. You check out the website, waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com. And the booth number is 840. Make it down here. Go check out this snow goose he's got going on and try to get in on one of the local hunts as well. So, Jim, thank you very much, man.
Thank
we appreciate
you
your partnership.
We appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
That's Jim Arnold, Waterfowl Haven Outfitters, and we thank you for your patience and our listening audience. Here in a big building like this and all that's going on, the Wi-Fi can go down on us. So, again, we appreciate you hanging with us here and your patience. Come down. We'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow we will be here 10 to 5. And we got another great partner with us, Colorado Outdoor Sports, Wynn Eubank. Wynn, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Good, Kevin, man.
It's good to see you. Red, it's good to see you again.
You bet, Wynn.
Good to see Red.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's been a while since you've seen him.
Some
right?
people like me. Red hasn't shaved since the last time saw you.
I was going to say he's a little hairier now.
So what do you got going on in your booth? Your booth is 915 for Colorado Outdoor Sports. What's happening?
We're offering out private leased properties. We have 23 pieces of property throughout Colorado where you can sign up on an online reservation system as a member and go hunt a piece of property all by yourself. So basically it's like you're having your own private property. We've got goose pits and duck blinds, and we've got prairie dog fields, and we got deer hunting, we got elk hunting, we've got
remember about the youth.
Yep,
your big youth hunts too.
We pay for the use. There's no extra fees for the use because we do have some small extra fees for the big game. Not much after your membership. It's good. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
We do some group hunts every year. We're going to Texas in 2 weeks on a hog hunt, taking 8 guys down there.
All right.
We're going to clean up. So we do some other group hunts. We go up to Wyoming with Quentin, shoot some antelope and some whitetail. So.
Well, good deal. Be sure and stop by their booth, 915. It's Colorado Outdoor Sports. Now, is there a particular time during the year you will do sign-ups for membership?
Yeah, we do a show special right here at this show. And what that show special is, if you commit to either a year's dues or a biannual contract, we'll waive our initiation fee of $495, which is a $500 savings.
Wow, that's a great value.
That's a great value.
Because, you know, it's tough. I'm telling you, whether you live here or you just moved here, it's tough finding those places where you can go.
It's real tough. I've got I spend about $150 a month just in advertising out to landowners trying to get those guys to call me. Because if they're not calling you, you're out there knocking on a door. I've been chased off property with a shotgun. And that's tough. I don't want to do that. I'd rather have those guys call me.
Absolutely. Wynn Eubank, Colorado Outdoor Sports. Stop by his booth, 915. Again, we will be here at the International Sportsman's Expo, located right down at the Convention Center. We'll be here from till 8 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow, Sunday, we will be here 10 to 5. So be sure and get by his booth. Mention our show, and I promise you he'll do something extra special for you, all right? But mention Sportsman of Colorado, and Wynn Eubank will take care of you. And, again, that's Colorado Outdoor Sports. And your website, ColoradoOutdoorSports.com. So
that's
check that out as well. So, Wynn, thank you very much.
We're also on Facebook, and you can see lots of success stories on there.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, bud.
Awesome.
Well, again, we're coming to you live from the 2015 International Sportsman's Expo. Tons of great events here. A great event for the whole family. And we've got our guys here from Africa, Hunting Legends Africa. We're going to be trying to get Hunter Roop on here just shortly with us, if we can. And just a lot going on. I think you hear some goose calls in the background. But just a lot to do for the whole family. And, you know, you don't even have to be into really, truly hunting to enjoy this. There's a lot of things just for the outdoors, camping, all kinds of new products. And I hope you'll come down. This is a great event. Well, we will welcome a very special person. And we've gotten to know over the last year because Gallagher Transport helped get our trophies back from Africa. And we could not have done it without the young lady that's about to join us. And that's Katie Flanagan.
Hi, thanks
Katie,
for having me.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you
good.
Guys?
Good. Well, I missed you at the African seminar yesterday.
Yeah.
But James did a good job.
Great.
James
glad to hear that.
Job. So, what is an import broker? Let's just talk about that.
Sure. So we're basically customs brokers. If you're planning on taking a hunt anywhere outside the U.S., we'll help you clear the trophies through customs and fish and wildlife and vice versa. So anybody who comes here and hunts stuff and wants to ship it out, we can help you with that as well.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't realize, folks, how important this service is because there's a lot of
a lot of paperwork, a lot of red tape that has to be cleared. And Gallagher Transport takes care of all of that stuff for you. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, it's funny because we're kind of a service that people don't realize they need until they need us. And so we're really here trying to educate people. If you're going to go on safari, it's really good to get all this information ahead of time. There can be a lot of additional permits, a lot of additional costs involved, and it's just better to have all of that information up front when you go over there. There are no surprises. Avoid the anxiety when you're coming back.
And we kind of talked about in the seminar yesterday, you know, if you do all your homework and everything here, when you get on that plane, you don't want to think about all the other stuff, you
exactly.
know? And so to have someone like you, so when do you think is the best timing for someone to call you? Should they call you a few months before they go, when they just start thinking about going? What's the best time to call you to try to find out some of this information?
I mean, really any time is good. If you definitely have a hunt planned, I would try to give us a call maybe about a month before you're looking to go, just so we can kind of talk through what type of animals you're tapping on taking, where you're going, and just that basic information.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you have to have certain kinds of paperwork to clear customs and do all things. You know, the average person doesn't know anything about that.
Yep.
And what are some of those different organizations that you have to go through?
Sure. So there are actually a number of different organizations that regulate the import and export of trophies. Obviously, we talked about customs. Fish and wildlife, there are a lot of different divisions. CITES is something that people aren't really familiar with. It's a Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. And it's, you know, a common misconception. People think they can't go hunt any type of endangered animals, which isn't true. You just have to have the right permits and make sure you're talking to the right people before you want to do that. There's also other government agencies involved. The Department of Agriculture is very important and strict in making sure that, you know, there's no type of infectious diseases and things like that. So,
now, what's your booth number here?
919.
919, a Gallagher Transport. And I'm telling you, you want a professional that you can trust. There's a lot of companies out there probably that do this, and I don't even know who they're quote competition may be, but I'm telling you, I'm going to weed down that competition and tell you to use Gallagher Transport. They're the only company like this that we endorse. Katie Flanagan's the import manager. 720-225-9863. 720-225-9863. You can check out their website, GallagherTransport.com. You got anything for
that? Well, yeah, it was just interesting this morning. We saw a fellow that you went hunting with in Africa, and he was telling us a story about bringing his hippo back. I mean, it's one of those situations where he did a different setup than you and Red did, and he had all of these problems, and you guys didn't. And
yep,
you know, that's
true.
A testament to what you guys do, and how a little bit of planning before and after the hunt takes care of it. And you want to get those trophies back once you get them.
Yeah, so, definitely. You don't want to have to deal with any of that hassle. So
yeah,
let
absolutely.
Us know. We're happy to help. If you stop by our booth, we're giving 10% off to anybody who wants to come
nice.
Import export trophies. So,
well, be sure and stop by their booth. 919. Okay.
Yep.
As for Katie Flanagan, GallagherTransport.com. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Willie Schmidt of Pure Hunting TV and Alan Schaffner of Lone Star Hunts. You've heard Red and I talking about our recent hunt there, and we're going to be talking about hog hunting down in Texas when we come back, and along with Willie Schmidt of Pure Hunting TV. You're listening to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill, Kevin Flesch. We're coming to you live from the 2015 International Sportsman's Expo. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorSports.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we have just made a special purchase of pre-owned 2014 General Motors cars, trucks, and SUVs, selling them for about half the original price new, and they don't have hail. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Mark your calendar, the International Sportsman's Expo, coming January 15th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Introduce your family to the outdoors and the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Youth Fair. This is hands-on learning. Your child can see a live raptor, learn to shoot a bow, or try their hand at catching a real fish. Free admission for kids under 16. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 15th to 18th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Catch the big one.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
The Dennis Miller Show. 10 p.m. weeknights on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the 2015 International Sportsman's Expo. My name is Scott Watley. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Come see us. Our booth is 827. We are here till 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow 10 to 5. A lot of great of our partners are here. And a couple of guys just stepped up to the table. We got Willie Schmidt and Chris. The killer. Chris the killer, man. Got killed everything this year. Luckiest guy in the world. So let's talk to you guys about pure hunting. So, Willie, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. So what's been going on to you?
You know, it's the trade show season, not only International Sportsman's Expo. Last week was at Archery Trade Association, and next week, SHOT Show. Dallas Safari Club's going on, so you're kind of making the rounds and glad handing with some sponsors and people in the industry.
Absolutely. And you know one thing, and we were talking about this earlier, you meet a lot of you meet a jerk every once in a while, let's be honest. Most people, you meet some great people in this outdoor industry, don't you? I mean, just good people that you just really, you really want to be friends with, you know?
Well, you look forward to the shows for the industry itself, but the people that I've met over the last 4 or 5 years make these shows so much fun. I mean, you included. You know,
you used
to show up to these shows, and you kind of walk the aisles and not really know many people, and now you kind of know where to go and reintroduce yourself and tell stories about the last year, so it's a ton of fun.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It's like a homecoming every year.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Chris Nowak. Chris, how are you, man?
Good. Real good.
Good. So now let's talk just a minute about the TV show and everything. And, you know, boy, people probably don't realize all the work that takes. It's not all glamour, just like trying to do a show from here and get disconnected. A lot of things can go wrong. So talk a little bit about some of your episodes this year.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions out there that we all just get all these free hunts paid for and get wined and dined and get paid a lot of money to do this. Well, you know, we don't. You know, we don't do it ourselves. We all pay for our own expenses. And we're all, you know, hunting on our own, putting all our scouting time in. The only difference between me and any other hunter out there is I got a camera guy sitting next to me.
Right.
You know, or
that extra
little
pressure.
You know, so it's that extra pressure. But so it is, you know, and so it's a lot of hard work, like all the other hunters know it is. And to have that second camera guy there and to not be able to pull the trigger until he's in frame makes it a little more difficult.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the one thing I think that's too is it's not all about the kill. I mean, sometimes there's hunts that aren't kills, but even if you are successful early on in the hunt, at least for our show, in order to tell a story, you're going to be filming for 2, 3, even 4 days after to get all the extra shots to actually be able to tell a story.
Right. I would even say that your best show this last year was probably the show where you didn't kill anything.
I would agree, and actually get a lot of compliments on that.
Yeah.
That there's sort of maybe a little shifting of the tide. It's not a tidal wave, but a little bit to say, you know, sort of these perceived can hunts, perceived high fence hunts, the guys that are doing it on their own, taking the time to scout on their own and do it, you know, you look at the averages for the state of Colorado on success rates, they aren't that high. I mean, archery elk is 11%.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Wow. Well, the show that you did, Chris, where you shot that sheep, and it took you
what, 3 days to get it off the mountain? I mean, when you finally found it, right?
I mean, it was just, you know, we're not trying to hide anything, but that was part of the hunt. You know,
yeah.
I made a poor shot.
Right.
And it took me 2 days. You know,
I like keep bringing up that you made a poor shot.
Well, when it takes you 2 days to find
an animal,
you
know they're human, right? At least you know they're human.
No, it's true, though. I mean, a lot of these shows, and I love all the shows, but your show in particular, it's one of those situations where you really documented that. You brought guys in, you know. Yeah. There was a lot that went in to get that animal. And that was half the show.
Yeah.
And that was really a neat part of the show, I thought, in sitting in my living room to get to see that. And part of it is, too, is you filmed it just outside of Buena Vista. So, I mean, it's places that those of us in Colorado know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think what people got to know, too, is, you know, whether I had a camera or that or not, you know, I'd still do the same thing.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have done anything different on that hunt, whether there was a camera there or not.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Well, man, we can't thank you guys enough for your friendship, and, you know, we love the show, and I DVR everything, and Victoria goes, how many times are you going to watch that show? You know, I mean, I love it because, I mean, it's so cool, and it's not, like you say, just filming a kill. I mean, it's the whole story behind it and just being there. I mean, you guys honestly make us as a viewer feel like we're there, and I think that's what your goal is, so thank you.
Well, thank you.
So when's your next episodes, and what's going on the show real quick?
Next episodes we're on in Q3-4, so we won't start until July. So it's trade show season, it's editing season, and we also have several more hunts we have to film. We had a great fall, but we've got about 3 or 4 more hunts this spring and this summer that we'll use to fill up our shows.
All right, that's Willie Schmidt, Chris Nowak. Pure Hunting. Be sure and catch him on the Sportsman's Channel, and that'll be
July. We're going to be July. We're going to be Thursday night prime time. They're actually doing a mini Western block, which is going to be pretty neat. So anybody who likes Western shows will be with Western Hunter and Into High Country. We're excited about the new block.
Oh, great.
All right, great. Willie, thank you very much. Chris, thank you, bud. Hope you guys have a great show.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We're going to be talking in the last few minutes here, and I tell you, we've got people we're going to have to turn away for interviews. They're just all around us here. We're at the 2015 International Sportsman's Expo, and we have people everywhere. Get down here. I'm telling you, this is a great event for the whole family. And hog hunting, I'm telling you, has been on my list for a very, very long time. So in our last few minutes here, we've got Alan Schaffner with us with Lone Star Hunt. So, Alan, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good to see you today.
Y'all having a good show?
You bet. It's really good.
Well, man, I'm telling you, you knew how to hook us in because now I want to go hog hunting every day. But, Red, I'll let you, you know, we got about 3 minutes, so we don't have a lot of time, but I wanted Alan on Lone Star Hunt's booth is
2722.
If you make it down here, go to Lone Star Hunt's. I want to tell about the special, and I'm going to let Red talk a little bit about our hunt. If you'll mention Sportsman of Colorado, Alan will add an extra hog to his current special that weighs 100 pounds or less for absolutely free, no charge. But you got to mention Sportsman of Colorado, and his packages are excellent. He can explain all those to you. But, Red, I'm telling you, the trip of a lot. I mean, it was great.
It was great fun, exciting hunting. And, Alan, why don't you tell us about what you offer for your different lodges and different prices?
We offer a 2-day hunt with 3 nights lodging. And we have a cabin package or the ranch house package. The difference between the two is the cabin is just a cabin. It's nice.
It's very nice.
But it'll sleep 4 or 5 people. You kind of get crammed in there if you got 5. But the ranch house package, we'll sleep as many as 8 people up there. We got a big screen TV, fireplace. I cook all the meals in the ranch house, and you bring your own food in the cabin.
Yeah, and you know, we ate good. We stayed in the ranch house, and I'm telling you, Alan's a great cook, and the food was delicious. But you know, the exciting part about it is the hogs and getting to go out and hunt the hogs. And tell us something about that.
Well, it's you can come the first morning. I recommend you sit in the blind for a couple hours, and after that you get out and spot and stalk till you just wore out, and then you get in the mule and ride around a little bit, not the yaw-yaw mule, but the Kawasaki mule.
And you know, that was tons of fun. My son went with us, and we actually killed a couple of hogs from the blinds that morning, but then we were with your son Cole, and we got in that Kawasaki mule, and we drove around until we spotted some hogs, and there's lots of cover. Got a real nice creek bed that runs through it, and so it's lots of cover, but you spot those hogs and he'd stop. We would bail out and go to shooting, and I'm telling you, it was more fun you can shake a stick at.
You know, I guarantee you're going to see pigs when you come down to our place.
Absolutely.
I've had to eat that guarantee one time in the past 7 years, and those guys came back for free a couple years later, and you know, didn't cost them anything. But yeah, you'll see pigs when you come to our place.
Oh, man, and we saw lots of pigs, Alan, you know, because and they were all size pigs. I actually shot a sow that weighed about 290 pounds. And you know, the great thing, those pigs can get up and run. And this pig busted out of the brush within about 40 yards of me. And I was shooting my Winchester 30-30, which I really wanted to take some pigs with that. And I got that running shot at that pig, you know. And I thought, all right, man, pull the trigger. And thought I'd miss, but we actually found the hog a little bit later.
I mean, we just see, you know, there's a wide range of pigs. Granted, there's more pigs, 100 to 150 pounds,
yep,
than out there running around that 200, 300-pound mark. But, you know, that's a trophy pig. Anything over 150 pounds is considered a trophy in our place. We hunt from October 1 to May 1, and we shut down for the summer because we're busy doing other things, and because we're working farm and ranch also.
Sure. Now, you've already booked up a whole lot of your hunts. Tell us what's left, what you've booked up, and what you have left.
We're completely booked for the spring of 15. We're moving into the fall, starting in October. I still got dates available, plenty of dates, but you don't need to wait. You need to, if you're interested in coming and doing a hunt with us, you need to get on, you know, give me a call. You can go to our website, LoneStarHunts.com. One thing we're doing right now, real quickly, we're doing a special. If you like us on Facebook, Lone Star Hunts, we're going to give a two-person hunt away in February. So everybody, you're going to throw everybody's name in the hat and pull out a name in February 15th for a two-person cabin hunt.
Yeah, and folks, this is Texas hospitality at its best. I guarantee it's exciting hunting, and then you will see hogs. Scott and I and my son from down in Weatherford, Texas, came up to hunt with us, and we got our limit of hogs, and I was wanting to shoot some more. And, you know, like he says, it's a two-day hunt. We killed all our hogs the first day. There
well,
were so many
just
hogs.
A little better shots than a lot of people,
well,
I think.
Know, well, that's you because know, of the sniper shooting we do, you know, the sniper shots.
And we had a couple of them crippled, and no, we won't go into that. No.
Yeah, let's don't talk about that.
Alan Schaffner, Lone Star Hunts. Check them out, LoneStarHunts.com. And I'm telling you, you may want to consider coming down the show and booking for next year. They fill up very, very quickly. You got to go to their booth, 2722C, Lone Star Hunts, Alan Schaffner. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and Alan will add to your package one extra hog that weighs 100 pounds or less at absolutely no charge. And I'm telling you, what he's doing right now is a terrific value. So check out LoneStarHunts.com.
Thank you, guys.
I tell you, man, we've had a great show, and I'm sorry we're not going to be able to get to our other partners here, but come see us. We're at the International Sportsman's Expo. We will be here at 8 o'clock tonight. Sunday, we will be here 10 to 5. And it is a jam-packed show. But you know what? I don't want to scare you away back like there's too many people.
There's not. They can come up and see us if they wanted to.
So many things going on here, but we'd love to see you. Come by. Did we give away the book?
We did not give away the book yet.
We still have the book, Colorado's Biggest Bucks and Bulls. For Red Merrill, Kevin Flesh, my name's Scott Watley. We want to thank you for joining us. Check out our website, sportsmantocolorado.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.